You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
No one wants to eat a delicious warm cookie and then you have this weird, chewy, icky thing in there.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
Los Angeles Times says that their students is lost. Their headline is Los Angeles students must now get their corona vaccine to return to campus. This is the LA school superintendent. All students in LA school districts would have to be vaccinated to return to campus once a vaccine is made available to them. Okay, now Kane and I were talking about this. I love vaccines. I love modern medicine. I like to do things on my own timeline, my own timetable.
Marry vaccines then if you love them
so much? No, because it's not a person and it wouldn't be recognized in a court of law if I did any kind of contract.
Typical vax lover.
Yes. No, the like I said, I like things on my timetable. But I'm not one of those people who I'm not anti-vax. I'm also not make your own choices, be smart. I always say make good choices.
Right.
But I don't know that I like this being made mandatory like that. You know? I mean, I just
look, when you talk about survivability rates that are in the high 90s and very close to 100%.
And schools, by the way, are not the places. Contact tracers across the country have all concluded that these are not where this is being transmitted at.
Exactly. And the kids, the group that's the youngest, they're the ones that are closest to the 100% survivability rate. So why would you force kids to get a vaccination for something that they have a 99.9997%?
It's most dangerous to old people, but you young people better get the jab.
It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't make any sense.
I agree with the vaccinations with those, you know, ailments that can wipe out a good 40%.
I'm not going to inject my kids with stuff because you don't want to stay home because you're too nervous about going out.
Yeah. So why inject something? My body, my choice.
Exactly. Body, my choice. Yeah. But like I said, I just, because it's all a choice, right?
Should be
a choice. I think you should choose to get it if you want.
Government, how many times have we heard, even from Democrats, that you don't want government in your health care? We just want you to advise with your doctor.
You know what? This is my concern. You remember those, you know, y'all know those like late night commercials, those lawyer commercials? Have you or a loved one something with asbestos? Then call 1-800-IPATCH-LAWYER. That one guy in St. Louis, yeah. He's passed away. God rest his soul. But this is the only thing I knew to reference. Remember, you know those commercials?
Yeah. Mesothelioma.
Yeah. You or a loved one suffering from mesothelioma. I don't even know what it is. Then you need to call 1-800-ATTORNEY-GUY.
1-800-COMPENSATE.
Right. 1-800-COMPENSATE. We'll take them to court. I mean, you know those kind of commercials?
Yep. Yeah.
My concern is that like in 10, 15 years, maybe 20 years, you're going to be watching commercials late one night and you're going to hear, do you or a loved one, did you sprout a second head from your neck hole from the coronavirus vaccine? You need to call 1-800-LAWYER-GUY. We'll get you compensated. I'm worried that it's going to kind of end up like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's looking that way.
And I just...
Remember with all the stories about anaphylactic shock and the people taking, like, there's going to be something like that.
If you want to do it, that's fine. But
if you're in a high risk group,
then do it. Yeah. Woo. Get it. But don't like get mad at all of us. If we, I don't know. And I'm not, no offense to these people, but come on. It is kind of, I'm not like a crystal and oils kind of person. Okay. I mean, it smells good, but I'm not one of those people who's like, put Vicks on your feet and it will cure your pneumonia. I don't understand that.
Wait, does that work?
What was it? My husband was even like, he always has a contrarian thing to say, because I made mention of that to him one time. He's like, well, I'm like, shut up. No. My mom says stuff like that. I'm sorry, Mom. Just put some Vicks on your feet. I'm like, what does that do? Are my lungs down there? Like, what? What are we made of?
Do my shins need vapor?
I don't understand. Oh, and I do have a friend who's like, you should put a crystal. And I'm like, I can't. Stop. I love you, but stop it. So I don't know. That
government mandates of anything, I'm against. I'm just against it.
I don't like being told that I have to inject myself with something.
Yeah.
Right? It's not.
Especially if I know my survivability rate, even in my age group, is still 98% plus. I'm not getting a vaccine
for that.
It's just
weird. So, can I also say something apropos of absolutely nothing? I'm having a big debate right now, a friendly one, but a big one nonetheless, with friends of mine who are raisin apologists.
Raisin?
So there was an article that went around and it was talking about raisins and potato salad. I don't know who does that, but I don't care where, if they were born and raised, their entire family's going back for thousands of years here in the United States, deport them somewhere. That, I don't think putting old dried up grapes in anything is acceptable. It's
even
disgusting.
In fruit salad? Like maybe fruit
no.
salad?
No. The only thing that you put raisins in is a box of raisins. That is the only thing raisins should go in.
Or oatmeal raisin cookies.
People, no, that is ignorant.
Totally my favorite
cookie.
That
is so ignorant. It is gross.
My favorite cookie.
Oh, you are nasty.
A second place, it's not even close, chocolate chip. First place, oatmeal raisin.
That's disgusting. No one wants to eat a delicious warm cookie and then you have this weird, chewy, icky thing in there. And in cinnamon rolls is also a travesty.
It's unfair for you to describe raisins that way, though.
They're disgusting. They're shriveled up, dried up grapes. They're
true.
Nasty. Nobody likes raisins. It's gross. And I don't even like old grapes and flakes, a.k.a. Raisin Bran. I don't even like that.
Saying to you that I love raisins, you can't say nobody loves raisins.
You do, but you don't count because you're on the show.
I don't count.
No. Right. Steve, do you like raisins and stuff?
Not necessarily. Only oatmeal raisin cookies. That's pretty much it.
See?
What is wrong with you people?
What?
Who came up with that? Communists?
What? Somebody?
Is that where that came from?
I thought my grandma came up
with that. No, no, no. That recipe, I'm positive, came from like communists.
I pull them out of the Chex Mix. I pull them out of the trail mix. I don't like to eat them.
Oh, no. I won't eat any trail mix that has raisins in it. It's disgusting.
Would you just eat plain oatmeal cookies?
Yeah.
But no raisins?
No. I don't like weird bug-looking stuff in my food. They look like bugs. I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like that either, but I never considered them as bugs.
Yeah, it's nasty. And one of the worst things I've ever had in my life was a cinnamon roll, and it had a big fat raisin in it, and it was like a plumper raisin, and it was so disgusting, I thought I actually dry heaved. I spit it out into a napkin, and I started dry heaving. It was awful. I just can't deal with it. So anyway, my friends are wrong. No, I don't know why I'm friends with them. This year, Kel-Tec is celebrating 30 years of game-changing innovation and performance. Privately owned, family company, they began making one-of-a-kind American-made firearms in 1995. And Kel-Tec continues to innovate and create never-before-seen firearms, pistols, rifles, and shotguns alike. Never copying weapons, everything they do is always innovative. SHOT Show is usually the time for Kel-Tec to unveil what's next, but with SHOT canceled this year, stay tuned into this program and Kel-Tec's social channels for several new Kel-Tec weapons that are coming. All true to Kel-Tec's commitment to game-changing innovation and performance. I'm excited to see what they've got next. While Kel-Tec is at full production, demand is higher than ever, and as a result, some of their firearms might be a little difficult to find, but they are working so hard to fulfill every distributor order as quickly as possible. All innovative Kel-Tec firearms are proudly and quality-made right here in America, in a true family culture that embraces every employee and where people are genuinely happy to come to work. Check them out at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. You remember that guy who thought he was going to Burning Man and he ended up in the Capitol building during the riot? His name is Jacob Chansley or Jake Anginelli or whatever. He calls himself a shaman. And he wore a buffalo thing and he has horrible, stupid-looking tattoos. No, I will ridicule you. I tweeted, and I really, this is the correct use of the word literal, because he is. It's all I see. He is an actual female copulatory organ. He is. Oh, get mad. And he was mad because he was in jail and he wasn't able to get organic food.
Oh, gosh.
Because guess what? When you're on your way to a siege, they don't have a Whole Foods. So he was demanding, he was crying, and his mom, again, female capillary organ. His mom was like, oh, he hasn't eaten since Friday because they don't feed him all organic food. And I had tweeted, I'm like, it's jail, not Burning Man. Right? So he made his first court appearance. And I don't know how this is real, but now they said, well, we will abide by the judge's order. So he's now they're going to feed him organic food in line with his strict shaman diet, whatever the hell that is, because you can just be whatever you want. I mean, that is, it's dumb and it deserves to get made fun of. I'm just saying, do you get a side of ass beating? Do they have organic ass beatings? I'm just saying. Somebody had said, you know what, just let him graze out in the field next to the prison.
They'll keep the grass down too.
Do they have organic beatdowns? I would also like to inquire. Just curious.
Aren't all beatdowns organic?
Yeah, I would no, not all of them.
No.
So I'm just going to say, like, when you do things like that, you don't get organic food in the jails. That's not how it works. Oh, man. I just. But this guy was going to be tough enough for war. Yes, these people deserve to get mocked. I mean, that poor buffalo that he's wearing, if it's real, like, can you believe that it had to live its life and then it ends up on the head of this guy? I mean, that's just so sad. So sad. The good news is that they canceled Caillou. Yeah.
Why'd they do that?
Because he sucks. That's, you know that show Caillou? The bane of parental existence? I'm just a kid, it's for Pip.
Is that bald kid?
Yeah, it's that bald, whiny brat.
For some reason, I was thinking Arthur with the
fist. He's that baby socialist. You know he is. You know what? You know who that was? It was actually an animated life story of take your pick, either Pete Buttigieg or John Ossoff or Beto or Rourke. It's pretty much all the same person. Yeah, he got canceled just because nobody cares anymore. Nobody's watching him, and I think all the kids hate him. I don't know any kid that liked this. Every parent I know hated this thing, hated this show. It first aired in 2000. No, this is more than just a headline. I've hated this show forever. I remember, who was it? When one of my sons played at a friend's house, he'd never wanted to go back over there again because they had Caillou on. And he was, and apparently, like, his friend's parents liked Caillou. And he was like, I never want to go back over there again. I never, because they watched Caillou. I had to sit there. That's where they wanted to, they thought it would be fun for us to watch. He didn't say it like that, but yeah. I just don't know why. Why did Caillou's parents, why was there never an episode of Caillou that was just called Shut Up? No, it's been on forever. And it went into syndication, like, when did it go? Like 10 years ago. But I just don't think, I don't know if it was because people just didn't, I think not as many people were watching it. It's kind of funny. But he never actually had cancer. Caillou did not have cancer. That was like a long running rumor. So that never was true. So don't. I just can't even believe I had to say that either. But that's the only good thing so far that's happened this year, is that brat is no longer, that show is done. That show is done. Anyone who has children or knows of them is familiar with this show. That's the problem with this show, because it just travels through the kid association. Everybody knows it. At one point, you've heard it. Everyone's had the same reaction, but we've been subjected to it. You know who did it? Who did that to us? You paid for it with your tax dollars with PBS. Because PBS hates you. That's why. Why did you guys decide to air Caillou? Well, because we hate our viewers. We're going to play it until they give us more money. That's what it is. In fact, sidebar, I was hoping at some point they would just pull funding entirely for PBS, right? Because why? And if they really wanted to fundraise, then they could just air Caillou nonstop. Would you like to get this off your air? Call now and donate. Hell, I would donate at that point just to get it off air. That would be, that's like a, you can have that idea for free, PBS. It's, you know, and NPR could do the same thing. Caillou is removed off air by generous viewers like you. See? Super simple. There's your free fundraising idea. Until I started talking about Home Title Lock, I had no idea how easy the crime of home title theft actually is and how easily it can ruin you financially. The legal titles to everyone's homes are digitized. They're kept on government and business servers and in the cloud where they can be hacked. And a cyber thief can find your home's title and can forge your signature on a quitclaim deed stating that you sold your home to them. Done. And then they can take out loans against your home until all of your equity is gone and you're left with nothing but the debt. You won't even know until the collection calls start pouring in. You're not protected by insurance, your bank, or common identity theft programs. Home Title Lock protects you. Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title, and the instant they detect tampering, they help shut it down cold. Visit HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you could potentially be a victim. Then use code RADIO for 30 free days of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, I told you about this one yesterday. Some Florida men were robbing the graves of veterans because they said they have stronger spirits. Oh, man. This literally is the story. It's Click Orlando. Deputies found a shed with a religious shrine and seven skulls. They said it was they were robbing these veterans' graves for ritualistic purposes. And they said that they purposefully targeted veterans because the spirit is much stronger in a hero. I don't know whether to be flattered that they thought that or totally creeped out and offended.
A little of both.
I know. Like, yes, and why? Yeah. 43-year-old Brian Montevallo Tolentino and 39-year-old Juan Burgos Lopez were arrested in Polk County, Florida, after deputies said they broke into four separate graves. They took body parts, and they tried to access a fifth grave. The remains were stolen in December. Can I just say, Polk County Sheriff J.D. Grudd, let's just mess up his name, Grady Judd. Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd has had to deal with some crazy stuff. This man... Now this, and he goes, they served a search warrant at Lopez's home, and that's when they found this kooky shrine and was filled with all this like weird stuff and skulls, seven skulls. And what he said, I can't believe he knows what this is. I don't know what this is. I'm not even going to say it right. He says, we served lots of search warrants. This is the first time I'm aware of what we found was a Palo Mayombe shrine. I don't know. Have you heard of that?
I have not.
I don't even know what that is. He says that when Lopez was questioned, Judd said he referred to cemeteries as holy sites and shopping centers.
Oh.
Judd told the press, he goes,
that's creepy.
I'm going to read this paragraph verbatim. He considers the cemetery shopping centers. We didn't say that. He did, Judd said, while pointing to Lopez's mugshot. He complained that in the United States, it's difficult getting human remains to practice his religion.
I wonder why.
Yeah. I just, ew. And then, this is what's, I mean, because you got to be the politician, too. He goes, you can't condemn this in tough enough words, and I'm doing my best Judd impression. God love him. He's one of my favorites. He says, setting their religious views aside, because I'm not going to attack people's religion, the conduct here is reprehensible in the strongest terms. Okay, I will, if that's your religion.
I'll condemn it.
Yeah, I think that's okay. And then can we talk about how somebody scrawled, I can't imagine a conservative doing this but somebody scrawled apparently Trump and a manatee, a sweet little sea cow's back. Can I scrawl something in the back of whomever did this? I'll volunteer to do that for Florida for free.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.